It's like a 5-minute thing. I shouldn't be nervous, but I'm so nervous that what God told me won't come through well. So hopefully we'll see. First of all, who brought the coffee? Who was? Oh, thank you. That actually lowered my anxiety level quite a bit. That was really good. So this summer, as our leadership team was meeting, it was really interesting. My daughter, who's 3, got MRSA. She had this lump on her leg. It was this whole thing. We couldn't figure out what it was. It was an abscess with MRSA. And God was so sweet that he used that to teach me about his character and how he feels about sin. It was so unexpected to me. You know, in the Bible, and it was happening at the same time we were studying about sin, and the Bible talks about how he comes for the sinners, he comes for the sick. He speaks about it almost as though being a sinner is like having a sickness, right? And he talks about the wages of sin are death, just like how my daughter's infection would eventually bring death if it was not treated. He talks about sin crouching and waiting for us. It's waiting for this opportunity. And as my daughter was fighting MRSA, it was so legitimate that he was showing me, this is how your sin is. It's this insidious sickness in you, and I'm desperate to cure it. And I, you know, up until now, I've always thought, you know, God hates sin. He hates it. It's the opposite of him. And I didn't understand the magnitude of his feeling about how much he loves us and wants us to protect us in it. As my daughter was fighting MRSA, I was desperate to eradicate it. It wasn't just give some medicine. It wasn't let's wait and see. It was it must be gone entirely from every single cell. And God said, and how much more your sin? That is how much he loves us, that it's not just a, oh, you sinned, and that makes me angry. I don't believe that's his heart in it. I believe his heart as a father is he cannot stand to see how it affects us because it is bringing death. And, you know, I thought about my daughter was such a trooper. She took the medicine, and it was terrible medicine. It smelled like a fart in a bottle. It was awful. It was so bad. And she took it, no problems. And how terrible would it have been if my daughter would not accept the medicine? If I had to watch the sickness work its way through her and bring death. And God said, that is how he feels about his people who will not take the cure that he's provided, and how costly it was. This medicine, by the way, costs a fortune, because with MRSA, I don't know if you all know what MRSA is. It's like a staph infection, but it's resistant to most antibiotics. So they can charge you a fortune for the medicine because you don't have a choice. There's like the one that does it, right? And so much more our sin, that there is one cure and it was so costly. And for us to not be willing to take our sin to him and accept that cure, and he has to watch as it plays out. And I think that breaks his heart more than it makes him angry, right? One last thing. It was interesting to watch that because Zoe lived with this MRSA for a while, we didn't know what it was. We didn't know what this lump was on her leg. She learned to walk differently because she had to like limp and sit differently. She had to move her body differently and live differently to accommodate this. And then when it was removed, and the surgery was painful and it was difficult, just like sometimes his removing of our sin is painful and difficult, she had to relearn how to walk. She limped because she had to relearn to use these muscles. And I think that it's the same for us, that when he removes our sin, sometimes we have to relearn how to walk the right way, the healthy way, you know? And so anyways, take that for what it is. But I think maybe spend some time with God, because there was so much there that he showed me. And I'm convinced he thinks of our sin as a sickness. He's not angry about it. He's protective over each one of us. There's one more thing. Sorry, Marsh. He showed me that sometimes I think that I can live in peace with my sin. That, oh, this sin here, it's just a small, I'm too busy right now. I don't have time to deal with this. I can peacefully coexist with it. And that is not true. That even if we don't see how it's affecting us, it is slowly but surely bringing death to relationships, to dreams, to things he's trying to do. And so maybe sit with that a little bit, that I don't think we can just like push it to the side, just like it would not have been safe to push the MRSA to the side and just wait and see. So anyways, there you go.